was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer once again, sitting in for Tom. Tom, we think, has finally got settled into a holding facility in Lane County, Oregon. That's Lane, L-A-N-E, like a street, Lane County. And Tom's being held on a what we believe is a possession of firearm by a convicted felon, and he's being held on a marshal's courtesy hold, is what they call it, with no bail, even though the Constitution for the United States of America, and I'm pretty sure, though I don't have it in front of me, the Constitution for the state of Oregon, every state has a constitution as well, and I know that in my research, I think 100% of all the state constitutions I've read have an identical habeas corpus and bail clause, which clearly states that all accused shall be provided bail unless they're being accused of a capital offense. So Tom's being held without bail for not only something that's not a capital offense, for something that's not an offense at all. He didn't do anything. Who was injured by Tom LaGuevara sitting in a hotel room that wasn't even in his name, a room that happened to have a gun somewhere in it? And they're calling that possession. Once again, possession requires actual holding. Tom was never holding anything. So the government is promoting another lie. And Tom's being held in Lane County, Oregon, at the county jail by Sheriff Trapp, T-R-A-P-P. I believe his first name's Byron. And if we can get as many people to call Sheriff Byron Trapp as possible, this would be very, very, very helpful to Tom's case. So right at the top of this show, I want to give out some phone numbers here. Sheriff Trapp's number is 541-682-4150. That's Sheriff Byron Trapp in Lane County, Oregon. This is near Eugene, apparently. And the number is 541-682-4150. Some questions you may choose to ask. Where is a sworn affidavit from the victim of Tom's alleged offense? The state cannot be a victim. Society cannot be fraudulently scribbled in the line that says victim. As a victim, the state and society are fictitious entities that do not exist except in the minds of attorney prostitutes and communist masons and leftists and progressivists and Vatican henchmen. We'll get into that later. We don't want to forget to call. We don't know whose court this is in yet. We're pretty sure that calling the chief administrative federal judge for the I believe Oregon is in the 9th district. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll try to get you his number. But we're also calling the judicial vicar in Oregon. And the archbishop, Mr. Sample. And the numbers will be pending here if I can get to my right correct piece of paper. But before we get too farther into that, let's welcome Keith Jones. Keith is with us from Kansas. Keith is a common law scholar. He's well-versed on the constitutional self-governing county, which we're trying to put together all over the nation, where if you have, I believe it's 2,460 acres of land, you have enough parcel to start your own county. And it doesn't have to be in a block or a circle. It can be farms strung together along a straight line. Get together enough people and enough landowners together to create your own county. And with a simple filing of a charter based on common law and constitutional standing, of course, along with a common law / constitutional sheriff to enforce these freedoms that you'll be preserving through a constitutional county charter, and a very simple piece of legislation by whoever you elect to pass as few laws as possible. We want minimalists, but the legislation simply says the power of the state stops at the county line, period. End of story. And if there's enough, there's two parts to this. There's statement and defense. You have to state your claim. You have to state your freedom. You have to declare it. And then there's the defense part. We had a great guest on, Roger, last night. He didn't use the exact words, but he was all about statement and then defense. There's two parts to this battle. You have to file your papers as properly as you can, so they at least they're going to accept them on the record. They like to have a lot of obscure little procedural stuff that you have to jump through. And if you dot the I's and cross the T's, they'll have to accept it eventually. And then you're on public record. Then you have a possible recourse later when we really take this republic back. Keith, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Just wanted to welcome you. Have you noticed anything in the news today or in the last few days that you'd like to comment on? Any updates on things that kind of came out and struck you as either very good or very bad or somewhere in between? You got anything for us?
The only thing I was going to make comment about is the other day our CEO of this country did a deal for to make all media now under federal control, which basically says
executive,
that everything
executive
is now under state control.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Done through executive order.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's the way they like to pass the laws these days. We have a literally a Roman-style dictator that has executive orders. Now, executive orders could be used to do very good things. And this will be a great test for the new administration under Donald Trump that's coming in.
Right.
Are we going to see executive orders?
The thing that burns me is the fact that they want to go back to executive orders and let's use executive orders to our benefit, folks. Okay?
There you go.
And the big one that we could do so quickly and so easy is one that JFK did, and part of the reason why he was assassinated is they could order 1110. And basically it says in English term that he was going to abolish the Federal Reserve. If we abolish the Federal Reserve, guess what happens to all this stuff? It's gone. Because that's what the cabal has been using for years and years and years for laundering their money and have control of what's going on. And take one step farther than that. How many countries are now are starting to kick out the Rothschild central banking? New one came out today, Bolivia out of South America. That's like the seventh or eighth one in just this year alone to kick the Rothschild out of their country entirely. That means they don't have to go through the Federal Reserve. I mean, let's use the executive orders. If they're going to play executive orders, let's use them for our benefit, folks.
Fantastic point. It's funny you brought that up. I was just thinking about that. What is probably the single most important thing Donald Trump could do to free us from the stranglehold of the bankers? You want to really restore the economy? You know, yeah, you can save a factory here and bring a few thousand jobs home there, and I'm not diminishing the fact those jobs are important. That's the couple thousand people who are going to be working now instead of being broken on food stamps and getting kicked out of their house and having their property unlawfully taken by their local communist sheriff. under property tax seizures, property that people own free and clear. It's absurd. But the single most important thing that Donald Trump could do is revitalize through executive order. Screw it. Go around Congress if you can. We've been living under the tyranny and the nightmare of executive orders for long enough that we can command, respectfully require that this new president issue, and hey, I know there's risk involved. There's risk for all of us. Look at what Tom's sitting in jail right now. The patriots are being beat up, abused, having their property seized, being hassled, dragged into court. There's a massive patriot purge going on. We're all suffering under this, so I don't want to hear it's too difficult or, well, we can't do that because, oh, wow. No, there's no excuse. We need to restore the printing of our national currency to a governmental duty and not a private banker duty. This country was thriving and prosperous and relatively free when it did not have a central bank, a private bank nonetheless, not even a central national bank, a central consortium of private bankers who unlawfully seized our currency in 1913. And from there, it's been all downhill. All they needed was a quick 100 years to crash the economy, and they've done it. We're, what, $50 trillion in debt? We've got 900 military bases around the world with the military-industrial complex running us broke. Eisenhower spoke about it. What was he wrong, too? He said, watch out for this military-industrial complex. It's coming. It's going to be key. If you don't really stay vigilant, you start watching too much TV and sitting home and being an armchair patriot, not getting involved too much, and guess what's going to happen? The military-industrial complex will take over, and sure enough, I heard this from the chief financial officer of Lockheed Martin on federal news radio, AM 1500, and he was gleefully rejoicing the fact that Lockheed Martin alone, just Lockheed Martin, and I know they have subsidiary corporations, but still, this is just one consortium of the New World Order and the military-industrial complex. Big oil's part of it. Media's part of it. Financial and cultural institutions part of it. But he was gleefully rejoicing. Now, Lockheed Martin gets $17 billion a month from the U.S. taxpayers. Now, think about that. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, that's 17,000 duffel bags with $1 million in each one of them. That would, like, cover a parking lot 4 feet high. 17,000 duffel bags with $1 million in every one of those 17,000 every 4 weeks. You got to be kidding me. Imagine the lengths they'll go through to keep that going. Yes, they will bomb their own people. Yes, they will fly planes into buildings by remote control and tell the idiot Saudi Arabian intelligence officers that it was a training drill. Most of the guys they named on 9/11 are still alive. They're just phony names attached to phony people. We don't even know what really, I mean, was anybody there? Did anybody see it? I mean, all knowing, follow the money. And when you follow the money, you can clearly see who's behind 9/11, who's behind the false flag terrors that initiate, that are the impetus for the police state society that we live under. You scare the people enough, Hegelian dialectic, scare the people, create a problem, offer the solution, and ride in as the savior with the solution. Here you go. So they're creating the problem, they're creating the solution, managing both sides of the game, including both political parties, Democrat and Republican. They're both corporations. I mean, Donald Trump ran under a corporation called the Republican National Committee. That's not an entity of the people. That's an entity of business. And so I hope Donald Trump wrote in on, hey, I don't care if it's a Trojan horse or not. If he steps out of that Trojan horse and he's got William Wallace tattooed across his chest, and if he's going to fight freedom, the freedom fight, then I suggest everybody back him up fully right now. I don't care what your, you know, attitudes. I didn't care for his TV appearances too much with the evil eyes and the, you know, kind of telling people to do the profitable thing, not the right thing. I think he did that a lot for ratings. And I'm just going to give him a full chance. When he gets in office, it better be fifth gear the day he gets going. And he better start liquidating all these agencies. I'd like to see the currency printing returned to the Congress by executive order. Tell the bankers to go screw. You think anybody in this country is really going to complain if they're for real? You're going to know who the enemy is right now by all the people who are complaining about, you know, we're going to have, boy, what a bummer, huh? We're going to have some, if Trump does what he says he's going to do, we're going to have some freedom and some prosperity back. on the table now in this nation, so, or in this union of states, I should say, to better put it. So, but I'd like to remind people that this show stands on the following scripture. When I'm sitting in, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's Psalms 94:16. It's real clear. And God is not delegating us to sit around looking up into the clouds waiting to get magically beamed out of here. We're in the fire right now, and God delegates us to storm the gates of hell. Come what may, the victory is his, not ours. We just have to fight the good fight and keep going and turn our faith and our issues over to the Lord when they get overwhelming. So with that, I'd like to see if Keith has any more comments. Keith, you want to add anything you'd like to say? What do you think about that land grab that just took place? I was watching, a bunch of prostitutes on the idiot box. I don't have one, but there happened to be an idiot box television running at the local store where we were having a slice of pizza. And I looked up and I saw, I think it was Fox and Finks or something like that, Fox and Fools. I forget what it was. But anyway, four prostitutes led by the blonde lady of the evening with the face to sink a thousand ships, smiling wryly as the Republic's being destroyed. I think Krauthammer was up there. He was spewing his globalist crap, claiming he is not very familiar with the facts of this case. Yankfum is familiarizing with the fact the government just stole over a million acres of land from the people. And he went on to say, well, why doesn't Obama just nationalize all of Nevada and Utah? That little bit of a truth in every jest, you know, kind of condition people to accept it for when it does happen. Sound like he's sarcastically against it, but we know where he stands. Prostitute number two said, oh, I think this is when things like this happen, it's going to be permanent. So there's really nothing we're going to be able to do to reverse this. Everybody know that when things like this are, I'm sorry, but these really are permanent. Yes, they're permanent. Nothing's permanent. She's not permanent. This land grab, this thieving by Obushma on the way out the door, turning all our nation's land over to, quote, stakeholders, a wide variety, this is his words, a wide variety of stakeholders who agree that this land should be taken for the benefit of the few at the expense of the many. Not one person in Utah is for this land grab. None of the state legislatures are for it. The governor's against it. The congressional representatives are against it. I mean, the whole state. Oh, yeah. So one communist pig who used to work for Kissinger and Associates and who's now a CIA civilian asset who managed to run himself for president with a half a dozen Social Security numbers and all these aliases and a communist Muslim agenda. He's going to come in and steal the land from an entire state full of people, including the governor, the state legislature, and the congressional representative, and all the people. I mean, how is that an accurate action of representation? I mean, everybody's against it. Nobody's for this. And I want to know who the stakeholders are. Anybody want to guess? Yeah. The federal land trusts are all managed by the Vatican Bank and the banking establishment in London. The Rothschilds, we know who they are, the usual list of suspects. I won't go through that again. But one of the most important things, Keith, if you want to comment on the land grab or on the a little more on the printing of the currency and let people know how easy it is for a very small group of bankers to crash an economy if they can get control of the currency.
Well, first thing I didn't catch what state it was in. That was my question to you for land grab.
I think it was over a million acres in Utah, and then a several hundred thousand in Nevada. Totaled 1.3 million acres or something like that. It was a huge, the Antiquities Act, which was strictly put forth to protect little artifacts and stuff. Now they just come in and seize land willy-nilly. This is what caused the whole Bundy and Hammond episode.
Well, I can't speak for Utah. I don't know off the top of my head. But Nevada, they have over 48 million acres, IBM does. Or they control that much land in Nevada alone. And explain what they're doing with that many acres of land. First thing. Second thing is, they don't have any need for that. I mean, if we go back in history, a lot of that land that they've grabbed was what I call open range, which was for the ranchers so that they could take and do their livestock. It didn't matter if you had, one farmer had 200 head, and the next farmer had 1,000 head. It was what was called open range. They just let the cattle come in and do what they needed to, and they could use it for their benefit. But see, the problem is they came in and said, oh, we can start charging people per head for X amount of time, or however they do it all, and to use this open range. It's just another way for them to make money out of this thing, okay? But my biggest complaint that I like to get into is, if you want to really get into this, is a gold standard. We're on a gold standard. We go back from the history, okay? Everything was set up on gold standard. Actually, it wasn't even a gold standard. It was a barter. Russia, when it fell 23 years ago, it was everything. They didn't have any money. Everything had to do, if you wanted to buy a pig, you had to barter for it. You couldn't buy it. It was, money was useless. And you go back, let's even go back to Scripture. There's nowhere in the Bible that says and talks about money. Everything is in barter. One of the key verses that everyone uses out of Hosea, where it says to lay up 10%. That's bartering. Whatever you have, you lay up 10% for whatever needs to be done. Okay? We were on a gold standard until Nixon took us off it in 1972. And that's when everything really took off and went south. And see, the whole thing, if you really want to study, you got to restudy and go back to Jekyll Island when they first developed the fiat money as Federal Reserve, which really originally released like in 56. And again, we talked about Kennedy earlier. That was part of the reason why he was killed, because he was trying to move us from the fiat money to go back to a gold standard. That's why he developed the silver certificates of the $2 and the $5. There was actually a $2 piece in every one of those paper money that was produced. So in other words, the paper was useless. You still had $2 worth of silver there that kept you, so you have something of a standard. And this is something people don't even know and understand. But with the gold standard that is being initiated right now as we speak, through the 209 countries that have become sovereign under the Paris Agreement, allows us to go back to a steady concept of money. A good example also, let's say you're paying $2.50 for a gallon of gas here, or let's just convert it from gallon to liters, okay? Used to be able to go down up the next year or last year, even earlier this year, I could go to Venezuela and buy the same liter for 8 cents. I mean, I could ship it in at that price and make a ton of money out of it. You know, it's a ludicrous question. But I'd like to take just a moment here, if you don't mind, Eric, and play a little bit of devil's advocate, if you don't mind, for this deal for Tom.
Please. You go ahead.
You mind? Okay. Let's say, for instance, my whole argument, and you got to understand, I think as a person that has been working, because I've done law stuff so much because of the disability community, so I haven't had a chance to think from that point of view. But my question goes to a couple going to, okay, now explain to me, you're telling me that you have a gentleman here that you want to charge with this, this, and this. So my first couple questions is, did he have possessed the weapon in his hand? Did he know the weapon was there in that room? Okay. Now, if you're going to charge him, let me go take one step farther. Then you're telling me then, if he goes into a pawn shop or into Walmart or goes into a sporting goods store, that he can be charged with the same possession? How about even if he goes to a friend of his, he doesn't even know that he has a pawn. Can you charge him still with the same charge?
That's a great point. I mean, if you're going to charge somebody with being in proximity of guns, well, what happens if he's passing somebody in his car and he's passing another car that has a gun in it? I mean, is that possession? Because they're, parked on the same street, maybe 10 parking spots away. Maybe he's in a restaurant. You can stretch it to the point of absurdity. That's why we cannot let the enemy have the language.
Let's take one step farther, okay? Let's say, because most of the country here now, or several states now, allow open carry, okay? Let's say he's walking down the sidewalk. He's got a person that's there walk beside him, or they cross paths in the street, and because he's open carry a firearm, you're going to charge him the same charge? It won't stick. There's nothing there.
Yep.
I mean, this is when I get in this a type of arena stuff, I'm sorry, I love going through, and I go through, and I've done this for years for this building. I just punch holes in this stuff so fast, and people get so upset with me because they don't have anything to stand on.
Well, people, you know, there's people out there who don't want to accept the truth. It's uncomfortable for them, and I would just pray that their eyes will be open.
Well, I live by a philosophy. I've done it for years, and it's something my grandfather taught me. Okay, and as long as you're honest with somebody, they can tell you where to go, they can tell you how to get there, they can tell you what to do when you get there. Okay, but at the end of the day, guess what? Sometimes they've got to deal with what you said because it's been truthful.
Yep. Great points, Keith. Once again, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Keith Jones from Kansas. I'm in upstate New York. Keith is in Kansas. And we're trying to bring people an overall, kind of a overall picture, but still pack it full of as many details as we can. I wanted to read something. It's funny you brought up that the gold standard. I was reading a book that I picked up, The Letters of Joseph P. Kennedy. Joe Kennedy was John F. Kennedy's father. Joe Kennedy was the ambassador to England during World War II. He was the head of the he was put in place to manage the stock market crash. He was the youngest major bank president ever. He was head of the SEC, once again ambassador to England, quite a world player. And in the this is a memorandum. He had letters in here, memorandums, and some diplomatic dispatches and different things. And this one said, he says here, the newspaper, this is in regard to the Supreme Court. And even the Supreme Court, remember people, that was 5-4 on the gold decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so even they were not in agreement. All it took was one of their fellow Masons to be put in. But listen to how this, let me read a paragraph or two. If we get up to the break, I'll finish it up on the other side. Does the newspaper men, got a break now? Okay, I think what we're going to do is go to the break. We're going to announce that this is Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer filling in for Tom. We'll give some phone numbers out again throughout the night, and we need to do a heavy, heavy phone blitz, especially next week when people are back from vacation. We need to call the sheriff. We need to call the archbishop, the judicial vicar, and the vicar general, to make sure they push the buttons to release Tom. And they're really the ones with the authority to do it. Everybody else is pretty much a lackey in the chain of command.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic on the RBN Network, RTR Truth Media on RBN Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer from upstate New York. We have Keith Jones from Kansas also sitting in with me tonight. And Keith brought up the gold standard before. And, of course, both of us are highly, highly interested in seeing the new president do something really gutsy and really important. I mean really important. Not just little stuff like a factory here or a couple thousand jobs there. I'm not diminishing those jobs or the couple of factories, but that's not enough. Sorry. It's got to be more. It's got to be. We need big, big, big restoration. And I don't want to use the word change other than to change things back to the way they were before they were broken. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. This country was prosperous. And, of course, bankers want to make everything broke so they can fix it in their own image. And now Joe Kennedy, the father of John F. Kennedy, was a hardcore banker. Don't forget this, people. I'm not saying this reflects on his son, John F. Kennedy. I'm just coming from Joe Kennedy, who was the youngest bank president ever. He was at that time, he was the head of the Security and Exchange Commission that managed the crash of the stock market. He became ambassador to England during World War II and dealt with Hitler and Churchill and Chamberlain. And, I mean, this guy was a major world figure. And I wanted to just open up the gold because, you know, he was right there for this gold decision, right there arm in arm with Roosevelt because he was managing the SEC. And the gold decision, first I'll describe this for some of our listeners who don't know. The gold decision consisted of the court's rulings on four cases collectively testing the constitutionality
of both the Emergency Banking Act and the Joint Resolution of 1933, by which the United States abandoned the gold standard. Now, let me just open up that statement for a second. You can't collectively test four different cases that are going to have, I mean, they may have a certain theme that runs through them or threads that bind, but other than the Masons, they have to be judged on their individual merits. That whole thing was a fraud right there. So that's what's going on at the time. This is the emergency of 1933. This is where the United States put it before the Supreme Court. And one of the memorandums that Joe Kennedy wrote says, the Secretary of the Treasury called me on the phone as to the status of the arrangements at the Supreme Court. And I notified him that we had the only line out of the Marshal's office, and Judge Burns and Ike Stokes of our legal department would be there. He said Mr. Leyland from the Treasury would go along with them, and he would be with the President at the White House. At 11:15, Ms. Lehan called up and in a very serious tone announced that since it was a very nice day, the President had decided to take a nice long automobile ride and would return sometime later in the afternoon or evening and was sure that everything would be well handled. I am citing this to show that while the whole world was on the verge of nervous prostration and possibilities of the gold decision, the President of the United States, the one most vitally interested, was not so upset that he couldn't have a little joke, thus demonstrating his capacity to take everything in stride and relieve the tension anyone might feel. The newspaper men notified me that there was no question about the gold decision. Let me just stop there. I guess this is before the decision was announced, so the newspaper men found out first. That's your intelligence agency. Intelligence agency officers always operate through the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, Fox News, etc., and that's been proven. Judge Burns then called me from the Supreme Court saying that the marshal in charge of the court had a little fun on and everything looked like it was getting started in the right direction. Promptly at 12 o'clock, we opened our telephone lines of the court, and at 12:07, Judge Burns called me and notified me that upon the first case of the Supreme Court had decided in favor of the government. Surprise, surprise. I immediately took up the private line to the White House, connected with line 33, which was the line direct to the President. Did you all get that, folks? Note the Masonic reference. Okay. The phone was answered by Secretary Morgenthau, to whom I delivered the first message. He turned the phone over to the President, and I relayed the first message from the Supreme Court. About 2 minutes later, Judge Burns notified me that on the second case, the court had decided also with the government, surprise, surprise, and then announced this over the line to the President, who in turn relayed it to the group sitting with him in the White House. The stock market started to rise very rapidly, some gains going as high as even 10 points. There were a million shares dealt with between 12 and 1. The Chicago Board of Trade closed down because of the volume of orders. I called the President and advised him of all these facts with a full victory in sight. I called the President to remark on the amazing similarity of the legal point he made in his speech that he had read to me a week ago Sunday, which would have been a classic if the Supreme Court would have decided against the government in the gold case. Do you get all that? The newspaper men are identifying first. It's a full victory. He goes on to talk about how this is so good for our democracy. Where does it say that? The guy never uttered the word republic. And he talks about the democracy throughout the whole book. Once again, trying to socialize our nation, make it a democracy, not a republic, where the individual rights are not protected. And if a bunch of witches on the idiot Supreme Court, who's only supreme in their sin, come forward and say, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your gold. Idiots actually did it. Many did not. Thank the Lord that people had discernment and courage, and they actually did what Americans do, which is tell the globalist pigs and masons running the government, go screw, you're not getting my gold, my guns, or my property. Any comments on that, Keith?
Well, I'm just going to back up and have you understand that John and his father did not agree on virtually anything. If you go back and read a little bit of history between them, they fought like cats and dogs over every issue of everything, okay? And to make a comment to that, even make it even more, is less than an hour before he was shot, he was supposed to make a speech. And the speech, guess what was going to be in it? is going to expose the six families that control the banking industry. That means he would have had to sit down and tell even on his dad, who was controlling what was going on. Just a little piece of information most people do not know and understand as well. But let's throw about another piece of this pie that is overlooked so many times. Okay? And that piece of pie is gold is a commodity. Silver is a commodity. Copper is a commodity. Oil is a commodity. Okay? It all has value.
And I was just going to say, all of it has real value.
Right. So now my question goes to, and this is again going back with the Paris Agreement, all this getting ready to happen. Can anyone answer a stupid question for me? How can you charge a tax on something of value that is equal value? I don't know of any way you can do it. So if you can't charge a tax, what happens to all these people? Well, they lose all this money because they have no money to go back to because there's no taxes being enforced upon them. Again, if you go back and read the original law of 1913, in the first paragraph it says all taxes are voluntary. You read a little farther, it says that no tax can be directly put upon a person. I can make you a whole list of taxes I know directly put upon a person.
Yeah, it's so okay.
They run the circle, but you have to understand, we go back to understand asset back, or gold back, however you want to say it. I'd rather use asset back because that includes everything. They lose everything for the taxes. So who's going to be the one that's going to be hurting?
Very simple. This
it could be people that understand what's going on. It could be the people who control the country because they won't be able to have money to keep everything looking nice and pretty.
Go ahead, Eric. Boy, they waste a lot of money on. Don't get me going on that. The money that they waste. I was looking. I don't think we have time to do it tonight. But if I sit in for another show, I'll take you through a list of just crap that they waste our money on keeping things look pretty. It was so absurd. Yeah, well, we'll get to that another time.
I'll just go take and pick up the idea that you said when you started the program, you said we're $50 trillion in debt. I think you better go back and study. I mean, honestly, Eric, realistically, you're talking well over $100 trillion. NASA
I would
alone,
not argue with that. Yep, I wanted to be
NASA
a little conservative, so I wasn't exact. You're probably right.
NASA alone is $45 trillion worth of us in debt. Let's take another piece. They did an audit for the Federal Reserve. They couldn't account for $9 trillion. They did a audit for the U.S. Army, $8.5 trillion. They could not account for. You want to keep going?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a couple hundred trillion. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. I mean, it's hard to do all the research, but yeah, if you dug into all that, I mean, just what you brought up totaled over $50 trillion. So if it was 100 or 200, I mean, and these are astronomical numbers. Think about how much money that is. It can never be paid back. So what's going to happen?
Well, let's talk about another point of view.
Slave chipping away at the debt, and call it North Korea, I guess.
Yeah. When they were going after the budget for 2015-16, okay, it was supposed to be $2 trillion, okay. When they wanted to do the budget for 16 and 17, they won $4.1 trillion, better than double. Now, tell me people aren't sticking a whole lot of money in their pockets.
Very good. We're going to take a caller now. Who do we have on the line, by chance? Jason. Give it to us, buddy. What's going on?
Oh, I'm going to give it to you guys. I'm going to give it to you good. I've been listening for a couple hours. How has everyone been? I haven't talked to you guys in like 2 weeks. Did you guys have a good Christmas?
Oh, hanging in there. Yep. Got through it. Praise be the Lord.
Excellent. Right on. So the last caller had a great point, and as a bane to your existence, I'm going to continue his point. I'm going to abandon my point and continue that. So if the bankers own us, what the hell are we going to do if they own the very nature of the dollar? Answer, and then if you would allow me, I'll do a follow-up.
Yes, okay. Yep. So if there's any gold left in Fort Knox, which I'm not holding my breath.
It was admitted by, I think, Truman that there was no gold left in Fort Knox back in, I think, 1945, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the realistic view, is it was completely looted to pay for the German reconstruction, and we were paid back in worthless Deutschmarks, and then since then it's just
correct.
A giant scam that we have. But if
no,
there was some...
Totally wrong. We financed their reimbursement in terms of their rebuilding with false Deutschmarks, which were completely not gold-backed. It was garbage money, just like they lend out right now. It's that bad. Your response, please.
Yep. Well, if there was some... I mean, the nation's awash in assets. How about we peg the assets on all this federal land they just took to the currency? One quick executive order. All federal lands and minerals and gas and resources thereon are hereby, backing the United States dollar. And I don't care what they do as far as printing the same dollar or new dollar, but if as long as it's backed by a real hard asset, like some many other nations around the world are doing right now, they're going to surpass us just based on the fact that they're pegging their assets, like African nations and South East Asian nations are now backing up their currency with gold, diamonds, oil, and guess what? Their currency is going to be worth something, and ours is going to be crashed right down through the floor, and we're going to be off the world scene, and nobody's going to have their Chinese junk, and our dollar will really be worthless. Once again, back to pre-World War II Germany, I think they got the globalist bankers have the same plan for us here. So Trump could print a bunch of new notes that were pegged to hard assets, and that would have real value, where you could go in and turn it in for gold or silver or a gallon of gas or a loaf of bread or however. You could be creative in doing it, but pretty simple. Hard asset-backed currency instead of, our currency now has value just based on the good faith and credit of the United States Corporation. Right. As if we have any good faith or credit. We're completely broke. The country's government's completely evil. And they're saying that that's good enough to prop our currency up, not backed by anything ever since that gold decision of 33.
How the hell am I going to argue with that? Do I have an opportunity to respond, or do you want to move on?
Oh, you go. Yeah, I need a break. Go ahead, Jason. Take up. You got 10 minutes to the top of the hour.
So everything you said is accurate and correct, but the only problem is that they are in control of what's going on right here. So what I believe that they're going to do is there will be a global currency reset, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be painful, and it's not going to be good for us plebs who are just down here trying to work and make a good living, right? But after, I think, maybe a month, what's going to happen is the reset will reset itself, and those of us who are in the market,
let me
tell
you,
in a strong form, are going to survive the reset, and we're just going to have to freaking see what happens. What do you think?
Let me tell you the upside to that. If and when the global currency reset happens, and it's already happening in a sporadic way around the world with certain nations and with certain organizations that are actually exchanging foreign currency, but there's a lot of faith, there's a lot of very patriotic people who hold foreign currency that I know are going to stimulate the economy. When that currency, you're going to see factories and farms and availabilities of opportunity and investment opportunities go through the roof if the global currency reset happens, because it'll make a whole bunch of people in this country very wealthy who will be pumping that money back into the economy. It won't even need the government much. So hopefully that would be the glass half full. Yeah, they're no joke. I know a lot of Iraqi war veterans in particular are holding a lot of Iraqi dinars. And Iraq is the linchpin of the global currency reset. And they've just passed, Keith is going to comment on this in a minute. He's the expert on this. But they've just recently had some legislation in Iraq that passed their budget. And that was something they had to get done before the reset could go through. I know Zimbabwe just repegged their currency to hard assets, oil, diamonds, and gold, which they have a lot of. It's a very mineral-rich nation. Their currency hyperinflated and was worthless, and now maybe worth something. Vietnamese dong. Vietnam is an extremely strong manufacturing economy. I know people who are top-notch in the survival field that say the stuff coming out of Vietnam is the best quality there is. And so they're going to be having manufacturing-based currency backing. So all these Iraqi war veterans, a lot of them really great patriots, picked up a bunch of cheap dinars, and they're waiting for they're waiting to exchange. I'm not one of them, but I know several people who have been served over there, and they came back with some foreign currency that they invested in. It's all legitimate, and it's all just has to be reset and revalued at more of an equal parity, an equal footing with our currency, and it will make things will balance out, I think, in the end for the better, Jason, so hang tight.
I think it will balance out for the better. May I give you who I will? I want President Trump to fly in instead of the clunky old airplane. Can I tell you what I want him to fly in?
Okay.
It's called the TR-3B Astra. Google it, folks. It's the newest brand. It's not a UFO. It's a USA ship. It's amazing. It flies at subliminal speeds, and you guys can go Google that. Those who are listening, you can Google the TR-3B Astra and enjoy it. And guys, thank you for taking my call, and have a good night, okay? Have a good night.
Anytime. Call back sometime, Jason. Thank you.
I love you. Peace.
Hey, Bear, sorry. Thanks, buddy.
Got another call. Ken in Fort Worth.
All right, we have Ken in Fort Worth next up on the line. Go ahead, Mr. Ken in Fort Worth. What's up tonight?
Hey, are you guys wise as Tommy Lee Buckley in the Treasure Yeats story?
Are we what?
Are you wise to Tommy Lee Buckley from Amarillo and the Treasury Gate story?
No, I'm not wise to that. Oh, enlighten us. Go ahead.
Okay. Back in 1992 or so, Tommy Lee Buckley got some bonds from Edison Damanak out of Indonesia. And the government said, well, they're fake. But anyway, they raided his hotel room and took them all out, except one behind the toilet for $278 billion and shot out by Rand. He went to the Court of Claims in front of a Judge Diane Gilbert Weinstein, court case 93-518 Charlie, to see if it was valid. Okay? But anyway, he told me on the telephone in 92 that they were in a Dallas federal courthouse, 15 or 16 bonds. Castro had one for $275 billion. $1 billion. And NASA had one for $11 trillion. And the other ones, too. But the big ones was either Hirohito had one for $75 trillion, and Gandhi had one for $76 trillion. Are you adding them up so far? And article was back there says $166 trillion. That would be plenty to pay off the national debt. They don't want them out of there. And I told Donald Trump about it. And I go talk to the guards in the Dallas federal courthouse. Says now Trump could come down and get him. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why they're scared of that man. Because he could walk in that courthouse on the day he get those bonds out of there, and people could turn in files of how much taxes you paid over the years and tell them you want it all back. Or just send everybody $100,000. Boy, that'd get the factories back here in a heartbeat, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and that's just one instance that we know about. Imagine everything they're doing.
Well, it's kind of a ripoff.
Other people who had bonds was Khashoggi and Marcos and the diaper, the pineapple face down there in Nicaragua. And then he said the articles, news articles from 91 or so, that it was $166 trillion in bonds in there.
Now, don't forget, all those bonds and all those names that you just dropped, they were all represented by attorney members of the bar, law firms that the same members of Congress belong to or did belong to or are going to belong to when they leave office. Because they always cite
and I've noticed, I've also noticed that they get rid of the people who used to own the bonds. Nasser had one. The guy over in Iraq. What was his name? Help me,
Hussein.
Quick. Hussein had one for $66 billion. He was a cheapskate. And who's the guy they killed over there in oh boy, where's that at? What was the other guy?
Did you say Marcos? Was it Ferdinand
Marcos
in the Philippines?
Marcos, Khashoggi, these old names, Idi Amin.
Yep. Right.
I got a copy of the one, one from $278 billion from the Shah of Iran. Now, where's that bond at? Somebody still got that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to go get them out and cash them in and give everybody money back. And Trump might do it very quick. I told the guards down there, I says, now I can come down and get them, right? You're going to fire everybody in the Dallas Federal Courthouse until he finds those bonds.
I would love to see something like that go down. It's time for drastic measures, because if we don't have that, and we just have this little kind of, taking this ship that's hopelessly off course and about to crash and just trying to ease
right.
it, we got to do a major turnaround right now.
And another idea,
like
Obama could go get him out and say, hey, look what we found, and let him get credit for it. I don't care who does it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't care, who gets credit. Let's just get the Republic back on its feet. Let's get Tom out of prison. He's in county, he's on a marshal's courtesy hold in Lane County. Once again, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer. We have a caller on the line. Do you want to hold over till after the break, caller?
Hey, I'm going to go. I told you the story. Okay.
No, you can stay if you want, but if you want to go, that's okay, and we'll catch you on the rebound. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break on Resurrect Republic on the RBN Network.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.